My specialty is dealing with emotional, the blues, mental, psychological, unbalanced issues of a relationship, companionship, a marriage, or even if you just happily single. I'm here. I'm here for you. And if any of you are interested in calling in, the number is 1-888-429-5471. Well, good evening. I'd like to say to everyone, thank you so much for tuning in this evening. I am chat with Dr. Black, and thank you so much for joining in on the program on BBS Radio. This is Sunday, and we're here for the 6 o'clock p.m. hour, and just want to let everyone know I'm on air every other Sunday, so I'm on air this Sunday. Next Sunday, I'm off air, and then I'll pick back up again on the following Sunday. And so I like to give a shout out to Doug and Donald, who are the BBS owners. If you're interested in coming on as a host, just contact www.bbsradio.com. And you'll be able to be on the website and you can get the information. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'd like to let everyone know what the number here is. The number here is 1-888-429-5471. If you did not receive it, just keep in mind, I will be repeating the number. Remember, I love my two young adult daughters. I have two wonderful daughters and I love them dearly. Also like to give a shout out and let everybody know I am a proponent, a strong proponent of the hashtag AT&T It Can Wait campaign with Fletcher Cleaves. So when you have a minute, please go online to hashtag AT&T It Can Wait / Fletcher Cleaves. Remember, no texting while driving, no selfies while driving, no posting to Instagram. No posting to Facebook, no posting to Twitter, no driving with your dog, cat, horse, camel, whatever animal you may have. Keep it off your lap and drive safe. I want to let you know I specialize in dealing with relationships, and I started something new this year. I'm also giving out therapy to cancer patients, and so I'm really excited about my new adventure. You know, it's just life experiences come up. And so if any of you are interested in receiving that personal and private counseling from me, I'm at www.chatwithdrblack.com. If you're feeling emotionally imbalanced, you know, just go ahead and give me a call, email me, and I'll be in contact with you. If you have any questions this evening, please feel free to call in and ask a question or just if you want to make a comment, call in, make a comment and talk about whatever is on your mind. And forgive my manners, like to say happy Valentine's Day to you all who are out there listening. Today is a special day for some people who are celebrating that wonderful day of Valentine's Day. Some people receive roses and carnations and flowers and candy and sweet tarts and chocolate and all that good stuff. And, you know, like to wish everyone a very special happy Valentine's Day. And for those of you who have sweethearts, you know, enjoy yourself with them. Also, tonight, this evening, I have a very special guest this evening. Her name is Marie St. Louise. She is a psychic and spiritual medium. She's been one since childhood, with international clientele and a growing celebrity list. She began conducting sessions from her kitchen table for clients, and then she moved on to read at parties and events around Phoenix, Arizona, and other different cities. She delivers accurate information regarding your past, present, and future by utilizing her clairvoyant which is seeing, hearing, and knowing and feeling abilities. And I'm going to leave it up to her so that she can tell us about the story of how she began. I like to say welcome to the show, Marie Saint.
Thank you.
Louise,
it's good to be here. Thank you, Dr. Black.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's a pleasure to have you as a guest. And so I didn't want to give everything out. I just want to give out some things because I want my callers to be able to, I want my listeners to be able to hear your wonderful voice. And I know you have a book that's out. Let me just give a shout out to the book. She's the author of RSVP from Heaven, and her book was recently listed on Amazon. And so, if any of you are interested, please, while we are on air, look up her book, RSVP from Heaven, and she'll give us some information and background on the book, RSVP. But Marie, tell us about you instead of me always saying about you. So fill us in about
my story. Well, I've been a psychic, clairvoyant, and medium. My first experiences were at the age of 5, where I began seeing spirit and communicating with them. Growing up, I was went to Catholic school for many years, and I was always fascinated with whole concept of heaven and hell, the soul, the saint's life, you know, good old Catholic girl. And but at the same time, I was having these experiences, and I kept them to myself. I was a very introvert child, and I was, you know, confused and scared at the same time. It wasn't that my parents were, I didn't feel comfortable talking to them, but it's just because of my personality. I really felt like I kept a lot of stuff to myself growing up. And so my experiences were throughout childhood, and then I started doing you know, readings, like, in my teenage years.
Okay.
And then I kind of put it on a back burner again for several more years. And then about 10 years ago, over 10 years ago, I started reading professionally for clients. It was, my whole client list was word of mouth. I began at my kitchen table having clients come over. And then I also was employed with a psychic line, a 24-hour psychic line. And
oh, wow.
That's how it all began. I was known for I was known as the underground psychic here in Phoenix with my clients because I was a teacher during the day.
Wow.
And oh. I taught, my background is teaching juveniles in maximum security juvenile facilities, parole, probation, and alternative high schools. And okay. So that's when I began professionally, started reading.
Okay, so what were you read? Okay, let me ask you this. Yeah. I want to backtrack on something. Were you reading on lunchtime with your friends, on break, or when you started at such an early age, were you actually involved with your friends and so forth and so on?
Yeah, reading for friends. I remember in high school reading for friends. They would tend to come and ask me, you know, what I felt was going to happen or how they should approach a different situation. And that's when it really started. And then throughout just, you know, growing up, like my 20s and as I grew up, that I always had people gravitate to me to, like, they would always ask me or tell me personal things about their lives. And it didn't matter if I knew them or not, because this happened in public a lot and continues to happen all the time. When I'm in public, people, I believe they sense my sensitivity and they'll end up telling me, like, some deeply personal things.
Okay. Well, you just have people who are drawn to you, in other words.
Yes.
Wow. Well, isn't that wonderful? And you have no children, but two rescue cats. Am I about right?
Yeah. No, I don't have any children. I worked with youth pretty much my whole entire career. I worked with abused and neglected children from birth all the way up to teenage. And then I also taught, I was a special education teacher and taught in the juvenile correctional facilities and alternative school settings. So that was very challenging, demanding work. Didn't have any children of my own, but that like fulfilled me working with challenging youth.
Oh, I know. Trust me. I'm an educator myself full time. So it does fill in, you know, that additional, I won't say void, but time, because
right.
There is no void when you can go to work and then reap the benefits of embracing someone else's child.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then helping them along the way. And then doing what you do best, which is on the side being a clairvoyant. Wow, I just love it. I understand you've also worked with law enforcement and families on criminal and missing people cases. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I started doing that at the same time with the cases. I tend to let families contact me on their own.
Okay.
If there is a case, and I've worked on several of them in the United States, where I would see postings, I'm connected through social media through different like networks, missing persons networks, and so if there's one particular case that really stands out, I will contact, you know, try to get in contact. You know, I prefer, you know, maybe a family member, or if it's law enforcement. Personnel, but and then I give them an information that I'm receiving about that, the cases. There's been one particular that happened in Florida that I actually saw the young man's face, and I was so drawn in to the case and got in contact with a family member and gave him information regarding that. But I have my clientele, I have police officers on my clientele list, FBI agent, judges, attorneys.
Wow.
Yeah, so you name it.
It's interesting how we all look for someone to just give us that reassurance or that guidance or even that direction to just make us feel like we're either on the right track or are we moving into the right direction. And oftentimes, you know, I always say this, too much is given, much is required, that the, you know, public service workers carry so much responsibility of everyone around them on their shoulders that they even forget to take care of themselves. So I could see them reaching out and touching you to obtain that peace of mind or obtain that guidance and direction from you.
Yeah, so true. I mean, that's how I see my using my gift is that I always tell people that I will guide, but you decide. I don't make any decisions when it comes to people's lives. I see myself as a messenger, and I pass on what is coming through, and then I leave it up to the person, either they're on the phone or in person, to make the ultimate decision about their lives. And it is about guiding, advising, but not making decisions for them. And time again, I always have people, after a session, they feel like this renewed sense of hope. And a lot of times, sometimes people will come to me, and I just validate what they're feeling and sensing about their own life direction. So that's a, so that's a really, I feel good when I'm able to do that for people.
Yeah, which I'm quite sure in this day and time, a lot of us, you know, we look for that. We really do. And sometimes people think that you can only obtain that type of guidance and direction when you go to church, if there's a prophet, a prophetess, or someone who comes from a Christian background. But then when you think about it, anybody can connect with God or even the different spirits and then bring that into existence for another person to be able to feel comfortable to go ahead and deliver that information. And so
so true. Yeah, that's what I always, a lot of times with my clients, I'll tell them, you know, make sure you're just listening to your, everybody has what I call intuition, and it's that, just that feeling of knowing, and then also your connection to your higher source, you know, name, you know, people want to know what my beliefs are, but you know, I believe in God, and then I have clients that are from all walks of life, every religion possible. I have clients that are atheists and into some things that I don't necessarily believe in, but as my job, I shouldn't say a job because I love what I do, but I am not judgmental to anybody that comes sees me because I hear everything. If regarding love and relationships is the number one topic I get, and then career, finances, relocation, and family, everything in between. So.
Oh, I bet relationships is at the top. You know, I'm going to give out the number, so if anyone is interested in calling, the call-in number is 1-888-429-5471. The call can be anonymous, so if you do not want to give your name, then please, by all means, you do not have to. When you call in, it will we'll get the information and it will show up as anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is if that's fine with me, it's fine with Marie, it's fine with Doug, it's fine with the wonderful man who is receiving the calls. So Marie is willing to give that love relationship relocation. Whatever advice it is, whatever you're looking for, she's willing to connect to you. And so if you call in, the number is 1-888-429-5471. Just want to say, please do not feel hesitant not to call in. Because if for some reason you miss the 1-888-429-5471, we are only on air till 6:55. But please call in, ask whatever your heart desires. And if not, if you miss her, what is a way for the callers to call in and connect with you? What is your website? What is your phone number? How do they connect with you, Marie?
Yeah, if they'd like to have a session with me, my website is www.marie, and then the last name is St. Louis, SAINTLOUIS.com. And then phone number is 602-615-0972. And on my website, there's email address. They can, and there's a contact form. They can just fill out the information. And I'm pretty good. I try to get and return that within 48 hours.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah, I'm known to reply through email, you know, like 2 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, it feels like I'm constantly doing that, but that's okay.
Wow. So you do the readings through email also?
No, I don't do email readings. I prefer because I have clients all over the world. So telephone.
Okay.
I can do them through Skype. If you're in Phoenix, in the Phoenix area, I do in person, that would be on referral only. And then I do a lot of parties and events here in the Phoenix area. If you catch me at one of those events and I post them on my webpage, my fees are reduced at those events. I just did, this is Valentine's weekend. I'm extremely busy. It's like 4 parties in 3 days. So I was up until 5 a.m. Doing
wow, you rock. Okay, so we have a caller. Go ahead with the caller.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I'm having a problem with my border on my south side of my property, and I was wondering what you see for me.
Okay, and do you feel comfortable giving me a first name? If not, that's okay.
Okay, it's Deborah.
Okay, that's all right. Okay, so you have a problem with a border? Someone
with my land border?
You know, I feel like this person is not understanding what you're trying to communicate to him. Like he's completely closed off. he feels like, are you trying to, you're having an issue with his behavior?
Well, he's trying to take part of my property.
I get him completely closed off to you, like not wanting to hear you,
yes,
not wanting to understand you, like he's standing firm in what his intentions are. And are you prepared for battle? Because that's what I'm getting. Like, I get a real, like, armor up. Get your armor on, because I get a battle with this person. I don't think he's going to back down.
Yeah. Are you seeing a legal battle in court?
Okay. And then I always tell people in this, I'm not an attorney, okay? I always let people know that. I feel like he will go and reach out as far as possible with this. I get him as not backing down. I don't get that. Does he have some kind of, it feels like he has some kind of a mental issue of some sort, too. It's almost like he's, I don't know if he's a hoarder or something is not right with his energy, him as a person. It's almost like he barricades himself in his, or he stays recluse. I get that energy really strong from him.
Okay.
And then January 28th this year.
Yes.
It feels like the battle is on, like on or around that January 28th of this year. I'm sorry, did I say 2016? It feels like the battle is on. Get your armor, get suited. I don't think this man's going to back down.
Okay.
I get like you want to end things peacefully. You want to come to a reconcile, a win-win, you know, like can't we just work this out lovingly, you know? And I don't feel like that's what he wants.
Yeah. Can you see the outcome?
Okay, I'm not just saying this because you're on the line, but I get like I get you wiser and smarter.
Thank you.
And I feel like you're going to have to have someone represent or at least provide you. I get it going legal.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Goodbye.
Okay. Thank you so much for that reading. That was wonderful. That was magnificent.
Yeah, the information comes in pretty quick for me. And so I'm blessed like that. It's like rapid fire. So sometimes I have to teach myself to kind of slow down and take a breath because I just get bombarded with things. And I always let people know that they contact me. I don't hold back messages, withhold information.
Yes.
Sometimes if people call me for, say, a career question and I have information regarding a relationship, I'll actually pass that on too. So, and I'm all about, you know, bringing comfort and clarity, guidance to people. I'm very firm. I'm not making decisions for people's lives. You know, I tell people I'm not an attorney. I'm not a physician, a real estate agent, you know, and I always advise people, you know, to contact a professional in the area that they're seeking. I'm just,
I find it phenomenal that you have had connections with those who have passed on and you were able to tell things about their lives that couldn't be explained to other people.
Yeah, the mediumship is it's very fulfilling for me to be able to do that for people. A lot of people that come to me that I'm normally do most of my reading at these public parties and social events. And I would say, Dr. Black, over 90% have never had a reading before.
90, wow. So
yeah, I call them psychic virgins. So, and I take the time to kind of, you know, educate them, because there's so many stereotypes out on people that, you know, share their spiritual gifts with other people. So I educate them about some of the things to what, you know, to look out for, warning signs, you know, people, you know, saying that you have a curse or something like that, or, you know, or it's every message is like gloom and doom, you know? So, or if a clairvoyant, psychic, or medium ever says that they're 100% accurate, there's no one 100% accurate out there. There's some people that have very high accuracy rates that'll range from 80, 85, 90, 95, but 100%, you know, they normally don't tell you that, but I do because it's the truth.
Okay.
So, yeah, but the mediumship, very fulfilling, and that is, I prefer taking, sometimes when people sit with me, they want love and relationships, career, finance, they want everything, and then, oh, by the way, can you connect with my grandmother, you know, and they want this in 5 minutes, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah, they need to take out time. So
yes.
If those of you who are listening, if you're part of that 90% and you want to call in and speak with Marie, the phone number is 1-888-429-5471. 1-888-429-5471. If you're interested in speaking with the wonderful Marie St. Louise, who's the author of RSVP from Heaven, and she is also a psychic, clairvoyant, spiritual medium. So for those of you who want to connect with her now, please do so by just calling in to 1-888-429-5471. Let me say the number slowly. 1-888-429-5471. And so we'll take this call. Caller, you're on the line with Marie. Go ahead.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. I have some property that I inherited, about 10 and a half acres in Texas. I've been paying on this property for the last 20 years. It was my great-grandfather's. Now, I'm a soul mental junkie, but I would really like to know what his thought was and wishes for this property so that I don't spend the remainder of my days paying for something that may be in vain.
Is this property been in the family, like, for over, like, 100 years?
Yes, it was my great-grandfather.
Okay, because I get, like, I get the number 127 around it, like, 127 years. So it's over 100.
Yeah, that's about right.
Was there some posts that needed to be pulled out or replaced? Posts? Wooden posts?
Yes, there was some posts that were removed.
Okay, thank you. And it made it a lot more aesthetic looking, like it's cleaner. They cleaned up the area around it, and it looks a lot more aesthetic.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for validation. Okay, so I have your grandfather in spirit right now. And so this is your grandfather. Let me check. But how spirit comes in for me, I'll actually feel spirit on my neck. It's on the left side of my neck. A spot will get, it's the size of a quarter. It'll get warm, and then it just keeps growing. And it's very comfortable. It's natural for me. So he was telling me that's what he was passing on these messages for you. I feel like this land was supposed to be passed on to other family members. Like the true intentions of the land was to stay in the family's name.
Okay.
Did you have some kind of squabble with a brother or brother-in-law about sectioning this land off or selling sections of this land off?
Yes, I asked for them to pay their portion of the taxes.
Okay.
For the
and
years
they're not, they're difficult to deal with. He's telling me that they're very difficult to deal with. But you're very strong. Like, you're very strong, and you're able to handle them.
Of course.
So that's, like, he's applauding you. I see him. And did he like, dress, like, very, because he shows me, like, him dressed up in, like, a jeans and a shirt, and it's almost like clothing wasn't really important to him. Like, it wasn't a...
It's like, and who is that?
It feels like grandfather. I feel like it's grandfather, and then I have great grandfather with me too. But I feel like it's the grandfather. That's why I need the client. It's because I usually have more than one family member with me. Okay, I have a grandfather, and then I can feel the grandfather, the great grandfather. But one of them wasn't really into clothing. Like he showed me like jeans, shirts. Okay, is this the grandfather?
Right. That's my grandfather.
Okay, good, because he's standing a little bit forward to the great-grandfather. He wants to let you know that he's very proud of you, the way you're handling the situation. You're a keen businesswoman when it comes to this land. Were you thinking about selling it to, I get land developers, like commercial, like selling it to people that would build commercially on it?
Possibly, yes, I have entertained that.
Okay, well, he says if you decide that, he said that's going to be extremely lucrative for you, okay?
Okay.
And it feels like the way he's explained this to me is that money would remain with you. Like, you have, like, an upper hand on these other family members that whatever their hand is in this land, it feels like you are, like, above them, like you control.
Okay.
And that's a really good... And he's telling me June 11th. I get so happy. I see, like, a bright sun in June 11th on or around that date, especially around June 11th. Are you thinking about selling this year?
I'm open. I hadn't really made up my mind as of yet, but I'm open to it.
Okay. I love the date of June 11th for me. For you, I'm sorry, then, because he keeps telling me June 11th would be a good time where it feels like you would reap the benefits of selling this land.
Okay.
All right, and it feels like it would be zoned for commercial. I don't get homes. I get commercial. Okay, and is there anything in the area, because he keeps telling me about farming or manufacturing, that it would... It'd be like selling the land to a company that would manufacture on that land.
That I'm not sure of. I know
that's really strong. So, all right, go ahead and jump in your questions. I have him with me, so.
I don't think I really have any quiz. I think you were doing a good job.
Oh, okay.
Got some direction for me.
Oh, okay. And then who's the Earl or the capital E connected?
I'm Elvira.
Elvira, okay, the E. And then are you the one that gets up like at the crack of dawn?
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's who he's talking about. I thought it was Earl, but he says E, and then he says gets up at the crack of dawn, like you're up with the roosters. And so you have a very, like you have like very productive days, so... Very hardworking. Okay. And then who has the pickup truck that, like, the back of the pickup truck, it doesn't, like, the tailgate. I was looking for the word. The tailgate doesn't connect. It doesn't lock. And you have to rattle it a little bit. Is that his pickup truck he's talking about?
Yes. Possibly,
okay.
Or my uncle.
Okay, you have to kind of jimmy it to get it secured?
Yes.
Okay, and then how is that uncle's health? It feels like he's concerned about that uncle's health. It's almost like he's having, like, chest pains or, like, he needs to reduce his weight.
Hmm. Well, that uncle passed, so.
Oh, is that uncle passed? Okay, now I have the uncle, too. Okay, this is very common. I'll have, like, the whole family tree with me. All right, so that.
Oh, yeah, good. I was going to talk to him a little bit, but I was going to see him.
Okay. All right, so you're doing the correct thing. That land was supposed to continue to stay in the family's name. Maybe you may decide to keep a portion and pass it on to the next generation, because I don't feel like that whole land is going to be sold. I feel like there's going to be a section that's going to be held for the next generation, because I get it continuing on.
Okay. All right.
And then who's the person, the female that puts a flower behind her ear, like a little daisy, the little girl? Did somebody show me a little girl with a daisy behind her ear?
I don't know.
Okay. It's really strong. Does somebody have, like, feels like somebody's daughter? A little girl. It's like
about
somebody in the family, a little girl. She's very artistic, but it feels like she's not verbal. Like she may have some, like, a speech issue, or she's not verbal.
Well, my niece passed at 7 years old, and she didn't speak.
Okay, so I have her, too. Okay, so they are all together. Thank you for that validation. Okay, so she's with them, too, because they're talking about the little girl and with the speech issue, and she's highly artistic. Okay, so she passed away,
right,
too. Okay, so they're all together. And that's one thing, is when people contact me regarding, you know, connecting to loved ones, that they all remain together. I do believe, just because I've been doing this for so long, is that when we pass away, that we are greeted by our loved ones on, you know, I believe in heaven.
I agree.
Whatever you're relieved.
I do too. I do,
yeah,
too. And I see they're never far away from me. I feel that too.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because you can talk to them at any time. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're at the drive-thru at Starbucks or you're during a commercial, you know, during a TV show.
Right.
You can speak to them at any time.
Right, right. And I do. On occasion.
Very good. And they'll guide you. They'll guide you from the other side, and also protection, too.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Marie.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, caller. Marie, you rock.
You know, that was a good example, because I know in a lot of books or movies, they have people, mediums, that are only connecting with one at a time. And for me, I have the whole family. And
yeah,
so that she was wonderful, because she was quick to verify, to validate.
Yes.
And that makes the connection even stronger in my book. And she was able to decipher, hey, that, you know, that's my grandfather. Or, yeah, because all of a sudden I've got four people with me. So, but, yeah. I'm
amazing.
Able to help her with that land. She's going to be good. She's in control of the situation. So,
yeah, which is wonderful. And you had just indicated to that, it's people look for love, property, legal issues, and so you were just hitting on those particular wows. Oh, okay, all right, Marie, we're on a roll. All right, Marie, I'll let you go. Caller.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi. It's Marie.
Hi, Marie. How are you, Dr. Black?
Doing good. I'm doing good.
Good. I was calling in. I wanted some career advice. Would you be able to help me with that?
Yeah, can I just hear your first name if you feel comfortable with that? If not, it's okay.
No, it's fine. It's Raimondo.
Raimondo. Okay, did you have a specific question? And if you give me too much information, I'll stop you, okay? Go ahead.
Okay, well, I just wanted to kind of get some validation to see if I'm on the right path. I'm kind of like in a position where I'm having a second chance in life, if you will.
Good.
And
love it.
I'm picking up some pieces where I dropped them years ago. Mm-hmm. And I just want to be sure that I'm not screwing it up.
Yeah. All right. So, no, I don't feel like you're screwing up. I feel one thing I get from you is that I feel that you've made past with the you made peace with the past. Because I feel like it feels like if you haven't, it's going to happen. Because I don't get this, you know, big burden following you around.
Yeah, it's pretty much over and done with. You know, I've made, I wouldn't say mistakes. I mean, I learned what works for me and what doesn't. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, okay, it is what it is. I know that that doesn't work, and I'm not doing it again.
Right.
So it's like, I guess, kind of sort of taking a chance, because I've always had a real strong safety net, and I'm to the point now where it's like, hey, it's time to get out there and try something on your own. Forget the safety net. That makes sense?
Yes, it makes sense. You will be in a position, I feel like you're going to be called to guide other people. And I feel like it'll be in a career sense, but then also in a personal, in their personal lives too.
Okay.
It might be some faith-based counseling. That's really strong around you.
Faith-based counseling?
Yeah, that's really strong, and I feel like you're called to do that. I mean, I feel like that's coming. I don't get older people. I get like 16 to 25, 26. It's just right in that age, like teenage, and then like right when we get to like 25, 26, it feels like the energy kind of dissipates for me. So there's something about guiding and relating your life stories to that demographic.
Probably because I never really got a chance to be 16 to 25 because I was always around older people. So I started off old. And the older I get, literally, I'm getting younger.
Younger.
You feel where I'm going? You feel where I'm going? So,
I hear you.
That kind of makes somewhat sense. I mean, in regards to counseling, I mean, I've always thought of myself as being a counselor. The only thing is, like, once I sit down and look at the curriculum and that sort of thing, I'm not interested in that. It's more of a natural thing. I can talk to anybody.
Yeah, it's like School of Hard Knocks. Like School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Your knowledge
exactly.
is from school. I love the date of November 22nd. I know it's so difficult to think back on specific days, but I get you getting some kind of a revelation about your own life and where you're heading at the very end of November. I don't know if that was 2015, 2014, but it's coming really strong in. It feels like I feel like whatever was happening during that time period, it's almost like you took stock of your life during that time, and then you...
Probably a conversation I had, because I've been talking to somebody who was very influential, and who knows, probably that night is the night they said something that really clicked. I don't know, that date really...
It impacted you. Like, I get impacted, whatever that impacted you. You're going in the right direction, okay? It's giving me goosebumps, like my hair is standing up on my arms, so you're in the right direction.
Let me just clarify something then. Okay, so you say it's faith-based counseling, because to be honest with you, I'm in school right now, but I'm in school for fine arts, theater, mm-hmm. and music. So that was my interpretation of going the right way, because that was something I was always interested in. But you know,
right.
you kind of listen to people and they tell you you can't make a living doing that, so you know, I went and got a job like everybody else did to make a living, but it just didn't work. You
right.
know, so
well, the counseling, I don't feel like that's going to be a full-time thing. I feel like that's kind of that side, and then your artistic area. you know, when I get the energy of that, I get more of like the media, like art, radio, television, when I get your art. Like that would be a focus area.
Radio, huh?
I get TV, radio, I get media, radio, TV, entertainment, movies, music. I mean, it just feels like...
all of it, I guess.
Yeah, what I love about your energy is that you stand strong and tall in adversity, while others would, like, they would give up or say, forget it, man, I'm not going to do it. Like, you stand strong, and it's like with your convictions and your belief, and it's like you keep going. So you're bound for success because you're, I mean, I just get that really strong. I get that really strong. Like, it's good.
Okay. All right, just wanted to be sure.
Yeah, you're in the right area, and then also look into that faith. It feels like a little bit that faith-based guidance. I'm not getting really strong like you would do this in a church or something like that, but there's like a cloak of religiousness or ministry to it. I can feel it. So if that makes sense. But you're going to be doing that. I feel like you're going to be called to do that later on.
Okay.
And I love the month of April for you. It feels like between April 11th and the 17th, right in through there, it feels like everything is going to be coming together for you.
Okay, because I was, you know, it's funny because that's like probably towards the end of the semester, and I was like thinking, it's like, cause that was also something else that I was kind of, curious about is in regards to, you know, about being in school. Like, is that the right move? Because it's like I'm kind of excited right now. It's like, do I get in school and just go to Hollywood, take a chance to start auditioning and see what the heck happens? You know, because that was just something else that had been going through my head. But, you know, that's why I'm on the phone with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, life is a risk, right? You have to risk. I mean, you have to.
And absolutely.
Because, somebody's going to say no, and you just pick yourself up. And I feel like it's like, go for it. You know, go for it. I love this stick to it energy I get from you. While others will fall to the wayside, you're still standing and just keep going. And I love April. April is like when I get April, those dates I gave you, it's like surrounded by white and gold light, which is a really good thing. It means that you're like being blessed. So, and I'm an educator, you know, I taught for so many years and that's always going to be a part of me. So I encourage people to, you know, learn and grow at the same time.
Well, no, that was another thing. It was just like, you know, there's so much, I mean, in regards to that field that I don't know. So it's like, you know, even though there's the impulsive side of me saying, I'll forget school. You can always go back. Go get a degree online. Just get out there. But then there's the other side. It's like, no, because this is part of that second chance that you got. So it's like, stay here, audition as you can, do what you can, but then get your education, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
I feel like you're going to finish the school thing. I feel like you're going to finish. I feel like that's finishing up. Did you already do some headshots already?
I did.
Why do I keep seeing your hair change? I keep seeing your hair change. It looks like different style. Did you have photos taken with different hairstyles or something like that?
I did one headshot I had here. The next one I was totally bald.
Oh, okay, good. That's a big plus. Okay, thank you for validation. All right, that's a huge plus. Okay.
Oh, what's the plus? Which one?
I hear my messages and I see things clairvoyantly, and I was told that you had headshots done with different hairstyles, and I kept seeing a face with the hairstyle. No, so I don't know anything about the business, so make sure you take all of them with you. So if they need to see you bald or whatever hairstyle, then you can have that available.
Okay.
So that's giving me goosebumps too.
Okay. And then, as far as like location, am I in the right location? Is this like a good time to make a move? Like, I should probably stay where I am then, based on what you're saying. That's what I'm the vibe I'm getting from you.
Okay, when you say location, I'm pulled up north for you. Wherever you're at, I feel north and then a little bit to the east. I guess like north and then central to where you're at. I feel you going north, though. And then it feels like north and then I kind of want to, I don't know if this is making sense because the way it comes in, but I'm pulled north to wherever you're at, north, and then I'm moving over to, it feels like the east a little bit, so in that area.
Okay.
Is there something like 770906 or something like that? That number's real strong around you. The numbers can come in order or you need to be arranged or it could be just the first couple digits. It just comes in all different ways for me. I've been known to get like partial license plate, last four digits and a cell phone number. I've done that several times, address. But that number is really good, 770906. It might be part of a phone number, so just keep that handy. But relocation, I feel like north to where you're at. It feels north.
Okay, but no, state, no different state or anything.
I'm not feeling that right now. I'm getting north and then a little bit to the east. I feel like there's one more, like there's going to be a move. There's going to be one move north and a little bit to the east, wherever that is. Feels like an industry. Feels like an industry area. I don't know if you can validate or not. I get more industry. I see a lot of wires and telephone poles and industrial area for some reason. I don't know why I'm pulled to that area with you, but it's really strong. And then I feel like there's going to be one more huge move after that. You've got a way. I feel like if you're going to be moving relocation-wise out of state, it'll happen May, June of 2017. That's a major career time for you. Major. It's like almost life-changing the way it comes across.
Really?
Yeah. And listen to your own intuition, your own gut feeling, you know. You're going to know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tell people that all the time.
But north and east, that doesn't really ring a bell, but maybe it will. Who knows?
Yeah, just take it with you. I always tell because I'm pulled up north, and then I'm moving over a little bit to the east. I don't know what's in that area. It's just like that area is, I get pulled to that. Be curious of what that looks like.
Yeah, me too.
You'll have to check it out. You have to check it out.
All right. Well, all right. I certainly appreciate it, and I think that's all I have.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome, and I wish you the best, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wonderful, Marie. Wonderful. I love it.
Yeah, you know, I love when, you know, my clients say, you know, people call in, they're pushing me. They're specifics. I'm known for my details. I'm known for my details accuracy. So, you know, each reading is a challenge. I don't know who the person is or, you know, so I push myself. I work hard. Doing psychic work is extremely draining. A lot of people don't understand, but it's extremely draining. But I just did 3 parties in 2 nights, and so it's going to take me like a couple days to recuperate, but yeah, I love helping people. That's the whole bottom line to it.
That is exactly what you do. You bring clarity and you bring that guidance and direction, and we need it. We really do need it. Trust me, we need it. I think it is phenomenal. I think it is wonderful.
And it is just amazing how situations connect. And the good thing is you give out dates. And
yeah, some, the dates.
Yes, dates, I mean, in years. And so dates are not given. So you hold on and you hold on and you hold on.
Right.
And it may take a day. It may take a week, a month, a year, years for it all to be manifested. But the good thing about it is your readings, you're very much in tune with people who you can give it to them instantaneously. So that is a good thing.
Yeah, the names, initials, the dates come in strong for me, and it'll be specific. Sometimes I'll actually get a specific. I've gotten specific street names, a number, like I gave him, for example, one number to him. It could be part of a phone number or an area code or zip code, but that number was really positive and strong. The numbers for me will come in the exact order, or they need to be arranged, but it'll have something to do with his career. Could be a phone number to, you know, a potential business or something, but yeah.
Wow. I love it. I like to give, you know, we're winding down on the hour, and so I like to give your website. Not sure if we have any more callers.
Okay. Yeah.
But
yeah. Website is www.marie, and then St. Louis is spelled out SaintLouis.com. And on my, there's a contact form there, and there's a phone number. They can call for a session. My fees are discounted this month, and they're located on my website. And then I also wanted to invite listeners to go to Amazon.com, and they can put in RSVP from heaven. And on Amazon, you can actually go there and read the first 5 pages of my book, and I would love everybody to check that out and order a copy. I promise there's nothing in the area of spirituality. This book it stands alone. And it's just a glimpse. It's behind the scenes of being a psychic medium at parties and social occasions, that some of them could be controversial to some people. And I do everything from, I did a tattoo and motorcycle event. I did 3 Valentine parties this weekend. I'm doing a salsa festival.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'm all over the place, and that's what I love to do. So, but the book is every chapter is a different event, and it takes you behind the scenes. You're going to meet the people that come to me in the actual readings that took place. I record, and I take journals with me when I go to these events.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, so.
You're there. You're
yeah.
There. You're there in touch. I love it. You know, I went on your website. Your website is easily readable. And so for those of you who are not computer savvy or computer literate, Marie Saint Louise, her website is very gentle, it's very warming. It is very, very easily digestible is what it actually is. And like you indicated, your book is online, and you do give a few inserts even online. I clicked on chapter 5. Somewhere you have here, let me see, chapter 3, Ladies Night at Lipstick Lounge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chapter 7 is Halloween, Hollywood Style. Very nice picture of that person you have there. And then chapter 5 is Green Harvest Festival.
Yeah, that was one of my, a reading that I did. Green Harvest Festival. Actually, some of the event, I let readers know that some of the names of the, of course, all the names of the people in the book have been changed, and in the descriptions for confidentiality. That's one thing I want to stress. I'm very ethical, and confidentiality is very important to me. I do share a lot of stories, but I will omit the name or I will change the name. But the book, and then at that event is a reading that I did for a young man that I named Dion the book, and it was his first time getting a reading. And at these events, Dr. Black, I normally just do like 5 or 10 minute mini readings.
Yes.
And with Dion, his session lasted over an hour. He started with career, and then I ended up connecting with his deceased brother, Bernard.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and there's a response that Dion told me that stays with me forever. And every time I say it on the radio, I want to cry. But, you know, Dion looks at me. We're sitting at this small table in the middle of this Green Harvest Festival, and it was held at a Mediterranean restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And he looked at me, and he's like, basically, damn, I wish I could take it all back. You know, the last time I saw my brother, we fought over something real stupid. And
wow.
He said it was, I believe it was like a week later, Bernard was murdered. And it's like I still want to cry over there. It was just, it hits me so powerful that, you know, one moment you'll have your loved one with you, and then the next day you may not ever see them, you know, again until, you know, until your passing.
Yeah, until you meet again on the other side.
Until you meet again, yeah. And here he was, a young man. Not even, he was less than 30, and, you know, he regretted the last time he saw his brother that they fought over something really stupid, and he wished he could take that moment back. But that's one of my favorite ones in the book, and it went into detail about all the little details. Bernard, his brother that was in spirit, was passing on.
Uh-huh.
And there's some powerful things in that. I want everybody to get a copy of this book because you will, as a reader, you're going to identify with one person in this book. It might be two, but these are all real readings that people have come to me and what I'm able to pass on to them through my gift.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Wow. I enjoyed having you as my guest. I'm looking forward to us doing this again.
I would. Thank you so much for having me on. I loved being on. It was such a relax. I feel like I've known you forever.
Well, now we're best friends, Maria.
Yes. So I would love, if you have an opening later on coming on this year, just let me know. I'd love to come back.
I will make an opening for you. I think I can make an opening. I'm going to make it work. I just feel it deep in my heart to make this work. So, and it's not for me, it's for everyone else who is listening.
Yes.
And I love the flow, the connectedness that you had, and I'm just like in awe. I like it. I'm a doctor, I'm a psychologist.
Right.
And we have to get so in tune with people, and we have to get in the right step. And so it's good to see someone else who's able to be in the right step and with people. And so it was just awesome. And I'm going to reconnect with you once we're off air.
Okay, great.
And so I'm on Skype and you're on a landline. And so I'm going to say to everyone, thank you so much for those of you who tuned in and listened. If you didn't have a chance to call in, please remember the website, www.mariesaintlouise.com. Please check out the website. The first 5 chapters of the book is on the website. I like to say, have a wonderful, peaceful, blessed, and safe evening. But most of all, keep your head up. And when you need that personal connection, remember to reach out and touch Marie. I'm off air next Sunday, but I'll be on air the following Sunday. And I like to say God bless you all. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I'm going to sign off for now. You have any closing words, Marie? I'll let you do the closing.
Well, just remember, you know, we all go through our own struggles and challenges in life. And I just want to let you know is that there's always someone else out there that's going through a similar situation. It's not the exact situation that you're going through, but very similar. And just to, when you're going through these, like this deep, dark tunnel called life, and we all have periods like that, is to reach out to another person.
Wow, I love it. Until we meet again with Marie, you all be blessed. Goodbye.